This podcast may contain coarse language. Listener's discretion is advised. Also, this podcast will obviously contain spoilers for Demon Slayer. Please beware. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to the Demon Slayer podcast. I am your host, VLordGTZ, and with me I have my regular co-hosts and pals. First up, we have Laser Kid.
I lived somehow.
And also, guess who's alive? J-Mac.
No, I'm not. I'm actually dead.
Well, that's a shame. Guess we're gonna have to bury the body. And you know who loves burying bodies? Our good pal, Allison.
Yep. Burying the bodies is fun.
I mean, I wouldn't have put it past you to be the one that killed him, so, you know.
Maybe. Certainly is a possibility. What, is this case closed?
So at this point, it's more like, you know, cleaning up her own mess, but, you know.
No, unlike case closed, we're actually talking about something that's successful.
Oh, that
case
hurt.
Case closed is successful.
That one hurt. I'm not even as big of a fan as you two, and that one hurt.
Oh, now I'm sad.
I'm sad, too. But you know what? If Lupin the Third can bring itself out of obscurity, so can case closed.
Indeed. But we have happier things to talk about today, because we're gonna go into the mind-blowing adventure that was the final two episodes of Demon Slayer Entertainment District Arc.
And you and I were going gaga over the last two episodes' animation budget. Holy tap dancing Christ, episode 10.
Yeah, it's like Yuffa Table every week is like, hold my beer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hold my Ufo Table to Ufo Table, hold my beer.
Yeah.
It's like, I have never seen something this well animated from UFO Table. Like, the Fate Stay Night Heaven's Feel movies have some insane animation in them. And, like, I'd say there are cuts in episode 10 that are on par with that, if not exceeding that quality. And by the end of it, you're just like, well, what did I just watch? Did I just watch a mini film?
You watched a hell of a lot of Whoosh Kadoosh. That's what you just watched.
There was so much Whoosh Kadoosh.
Yes.
Oh, man.
The fights. Yeah, the fight scenes. Oh, my gosh.
God, it's a
They put the movie to shame.
It did, yeah. And that is saying something.
As much as I like Mugen Train, it's like, yeah, these last few episodes especially have just been on a whole nother level.
Yes.
It's like the animators just taking bets on who can make the more better animated episode, and they just keep doing it.
Yeah. Like, I feel bad that I didn't go on, like, Sakugaburu beforehand and, like, look up who was doing all these, like, specific scenes. Because, like, there were so many memorable, like, just, like, movements in this episode. Like, when you have Uzui and Gyutaro's, like, confrontation in, like, the exploding, like, area, and it's just this constant, like, wave of movement to the point that, like, you can't even see, like, their normal figures anymore. It's becoming this, like, hyper-speed level, like, clash. It's, like, it's so insane.
I don't even have words for it other than, oh my god. Like, they went ham on this.
It's especially impactful because of, like, how tense the ending of episode 9 was. Like, you have everything going wrong by the end. Like, Tanjiro and Ko are, like, at their lowest points. And a good chunk of episode 10 is just them struggling. Like, Tanjiro's, like, going and moving away from Gyutaro.
Oh, yeah, and Gyutaro's, like, fucking torturing him.
Yeah, it's, like, it's so painful. And the part where he's, like, oh, you can become a demon, and I'll spare your life. It's like,
gee,
oof.
That sounds familiar.
Sounds, yeah, incredibly familiar.
I really love how, like, it comes to this payoff where, like, Tanjiro is doing this in desperation, but he still is, like, thinking in a strategic way with, like, the whole kunai stabbing Gyutaro with, like, the poison. And then, yes. Oh man, Zenitsu popping out and talking Daki.
Oh, God.
How did I forget how hype Zenitsu was in this arc?
This is probably his best arc, like, legitimately.
And the way they animate his, like, breathing technique in this episode, like, he's going at this insanely fast speed that's, like, shooting all across the district. And because it's going so fast, it's, like, cutting through Daki's neck. It's like, man, like, everything that was hype about this in the manga is elevated by, like, 100 times.
And that's honestly why I'm still enjoying watching the anime, because I've read the whole manga. I think most of us have, except for poor J-Mac. But, wow! The animation has just really sold this fight way above even what was already really good.
Yeah, and it's especially great, especially with all, like, the little moments, too. Like, Tanjiro kind of just saying to himself, oh, if, like, I were to become a demon, I know, like, my comrades, the Demon Slayers, would, like, take my own head. And it's like, oof, those words hit, especially manga readers. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but what I love is it's not just, oh, I know they would, like, regretfully. No, he would want them to.
Yeah, it's, man. And like, he also is, like, directly goes to the comparison a lot of people think about, where it's like, oh, Gyutaro and Daki are kind of the counterparts to Tanjiro and Nezuko. They're siblings that have become demons and are, like, actually wrecking havoc.
He kind of calls that out at one point, too. Just like, I could have been you.
Yeah. So, man, it's like, everything that you want out of an episode is in episode 10. Like, they even have the hype cliffhanger at the end where you think everything's fine still, and then Uzui's like, wait, watch out, we have that giant explosion.
Okay, also in episode 10, we see the... Okay, so I theorized about the red mark on Tanjiro's head with his red eyes, but no! It just fucking appeared on his head!
Oh yeah, the mark! I almost forgot about that, yeah. The mark finally showed up.
It did.
J-Mac, how do you feel about the mark?
That was pretty dope.
Indeed.
These are some really good episodes.
How many Whoosh Kadooshes do you give the mark?
I mean, it is the cause of the Whoosh Kadoosh.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I also liked that how he was realizing that, you know, he was starting to realize that all these different breathing styles and stuff came from people adapting the styles that exist and making it for them. So he's like combining the water and the Hinokami Kagura to work for him.
Yeah.
He's finally understanding. He's finally figuring it out.
That's so great. And, like, I remember this moment being, like, really good in the manga, too. But I think they really emphasize the mark showing up here in the anime. Because, like, you can see it when it shows up in the manga, but I feel like it was something you could easily gloss over when you were reading it.
Oh, yeah, because they're able to use colors to emphasize it here, and motion as well. Whereas the manga, you know, it's there. It's totally there, but you could easily gloss over it. It's just, you know, a drawing.
Yeah, because I remember when it showed up in the manga, too. I didn't notice it the first time I read the chapter. And then when they mentioned, like, later in the series, I was like, wait, Tanjiro got the mark? When? And I had to go back and double check this arc. And I was like, oh, he did get the mark. I was like, yeah.
What you might say is you saw that and said, oh, hi, Mark.
the pinnacle of film right there. The Room, that's the true masterpiece. It's got nothing on Mugen Train. Or Mugen Train's got nothing on it, I guess. Mugen Train mid. Fight me.
All right.
I'm not sure I can be fair to Mugen Train anymore because how much I went through that story.
Clearly, we have to go through it 5 more times.
Yep. Well, they have the dub of the TV episodes now. I could totally watch it again.
Yeah. Yeah. You know you want a laser.
Not really.
Laser, I'm going to make you review it.
I don't have anything new to say. That's the problem.
I'm going to make you watch it again, Laser.
No.
It watches the Mugen Train or else it gets the hose again.
Oh, no.
I'll watch the first episode because it's actually good new content and that I do need to show you.
It watches all the Mugen Train or else it gets the hose again.
Why does the train have a hose?
But nothing good happens on trains.
Wait, what?
It's okay, Laser. You're in a safe place.
The train can't hurt you.
Yeah, the train can't hurt me anymore.
But I can.
Oh, but the problem is that I got off the train, you guys. That's the problem.
Well, the problem is that you live right next to a train track.
I absolutely really do.
Anyways, moving back to the entertainment district. The other thing I want to mention about episode 10. Inosuke popping up at the end to help fight Daki. Oh,
yes.
Just everyone popping off.
Just such a great way to conclude. Everyone got a great moment.
Don't underestimate Inosuke's flexibility, guys.
Inosuke is just amazing. Just don't underestimate him. Don't underestimate any of these three.
He's like Elder Toguro, except without the creepy factor.
I want to get popped off too, man.
I think that would involve dying, though.
Who?
Getting popped off?
I mean, I guess that's a good way to get popped off.
I guess so.
I remember we were watching it, and as soon as the two heads landed next to each other, I'm like, oh boy, now it's time to feel sad for them.
That's basically what a good chunk of episode 11 was. Like,
yep!
We got the Nezuko Express, with Nezuko kind of just like bussing Tanjiro around everywhere, dealing with
him. Truly, nothing bad happens on the Nezuko train, and that's not even a joke, because it's Nezuko. Nezuko train is
I was kind of disappointed with like how rapidly it was, like, so the explosion happens, right? And I was kind of disappointed with how like brief the scene where Nezuko does the fire thingy and absorbs all that was. Like, that was just like a 2-second scene. I'm like, oh, okay.
You gotta make her go back to cute Pikachu mode so they can sell merchandise and have her be a shonen Scott.
Yeah, I kind of don't like that Nezuko's uses basically a Deus Ex Machina, like, at the end of the arc, especially with the just magically healing everyone.
Set your soul and the poison ablaze.
I mean, it's really so is at this point. A Pikachu that is basically a Pikachu until it eventually does Thunderbolt to kill something.
Well, that was every episode in Pokemon, though, so...
Yeah. But wait, are we saying Nezuko's worse than Pikachu?
No, I was saying, like, Nezuko's only purpose is to, like, cute and adorable baby doggy mascot.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say it's her only purpose, but it is a lot of what they do with her.
Yeah, and I guess, like, the logic with the whole, like, healing thing is that, like, we've seen before that she can, like, burn blood. So I guess, like, the idea is, like, oh, she'd be burning the blood, but because it doesn't damage humans, it would just be burning the demon blood that's in them.
I still want to know, because Tanjiro got stabbed through the fucking bottom of his chin, why doesn't he have a massive hole there? Like, that, Nezuko didn't heal that.
Don't worry about it, J-Mac, don't worry about it. Fine, Nezuko's just magical.
Look.
I mean, Tantra's head is notoriously hard, so, you know, it's fine.
Nezuko just got some super glue and, like, fixed it, I guess.
No, I'm just picturing Nezuko with a tube of, like, Gorilla Glue just...
Oh my god.
Just, like,
I can imagine her, like, tilting her head going, what the heck?
But yeah, I forgot that he got stabbed like that. I was like, wait,
yeah, he got, like, fucking straight up impaled.
Yeah, it's like... I just don't know.
Plot hole. Unforgivable!
Worst anime ever, you guys. Why literally do we even do a podcast? Why do we even podcast on this? I don't know.
Literally
even...
unwatchable.
We get money.
We don't get money.
Yeah. Internet clout?
Maybe? This podcast is brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends.
God.
I mean, if what? Someone wants to sponsor us, go ahead. I'm fine with selling out.
This podcast is brought to you by Anime.
I mean, I'm selling
by all of our anime. It's
Raid
really
Shadow Legends is legitimately sponsoring my stream coming up.
Oh my god.
Oh, you went with that, eh?
Yes, I'm going with it. I'm buying a trash can that I can sit in, and I'm going to stream from the trash can.
Oh no.
What's Raid Shadow Legends?
It's a mobile RPG.
I guess I can't say publicly anymore.
I feel this is a topic for later.
Yeah,
yes,
this is probably a tough one. Unless we want to give alien mesothelioma.
Yeah, no, we're not gonna do that. Also, I have to edit this, so I'm the one that's gonna be dying while doing it.
Speaking of, okay. So, Demon's backstory.
Lots sad times.
Really ouch. Bad times. Just ouch.
Fucking ouch. Oh, but before that, they get to the heads and they're like screaming at each other, and Tanjiro just covers the brother's mouth and just like, you guys are dying. You shouldn't be like yelling at each other. No one's going to like you in the afterlife. No one's going to forgive you. You guys only have each other.
I mean, he's being real there. Where is the lie?
Where is the lie? No lies detected. He's
being merciful, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, I definitely sympathize with Gyutaro to the extent that, like, he had a really crappy life.
I sympathize with him up and until he becomes a demon.
I'm not gonna lie, I said good for you when he killed that one lady and the samurai.
I did too, because they kind of deserved it, not kind of really did.
Yeah, no, their backstories kind of, put a very, they put a spotlight on the exploitation of kids in, like, that era of the... So that's a very real thing that happens. That's a very, very real thing.
It is. And, like, one thing I noticed, though, is that, like, the backstory really doesn't try to make you sympathize with Daki at all. It's mainly just trying to have you sympathize with Gyutaro. But I guess the logic behind it is because, like, Daki was still basically a child when she died.
Mm-hmm. She was 13. When they said she was 13 when she stabbed a client, I'm like, oh,
damn.
Fucking crap. Ew.
I actually still kind of sympathize because what do you think he probably asked her to do as a 13-year-old?
Yeah, nah.
I can't really blame her.
Yeah, nah, I agree with that. But it's like, I forgot how much the backstory was like from Gyutaro's perspective rather than equal.
Yeah, no, it's totally his perspective.
Yeah, so in like the regard of like he was trying to look out for Daki when he was human and like just all went horribly wrong and sympathized with him up to that point. But him being, like, a complete mass murderer as the demon, nah.
Nah, there's no sympathy for that. But, well, the only sympathy I have for that point is a lot of that's really out of his control at that point because demons just go nutty.
Yeah. They do what Muzan wants.
Pretty much.
And anyways, it's very clear he's going to a bad place where he's literally walking to, like, dark flames.
So that part, like where he sees his sister who's become a human again, and he's still a demon.
Yep.
And like that was sad.
Yeah, like it's sad to think like from Gyutaro's perspective, Daki would be better off without him.
Yes.
But by sticking with him, they're technically both going to hell together.
Yeah, because it very much was presented as she was provided with the opportunity to not go to.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't really given a choice.
She kind of was.
She was half dead when she got filled with demon stuff.
Well, no, not that part. The thing after they're disintegrated and they're dead and they're in the black.
Yeah, morning. No. That much is very much her choice. Yes.
Yeah. At that point, no. She's like dark and crusted, like burnt burger meat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I thought it was...
Of course, my favorite guy is the one that showed up and said, hey, you want to be a demon?
Yeah, everyone's friendly neighborhood.
But Gyutaro also wasn't really given much of a choice. He was just given the blood automatically. He never said, yes, give me the blood. It just happened, so...
True.
To counter that point.
But man, don't you love Doma Laser?
Who's Doma?
He was that odd guy voiced by Miyano.
It's the guy that gave them their blood, the demon.
Yeah,
blood.
He was the previous upper six. Like, I assume he's higher now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's he's an interesting guy.
He's like the sixth ranked guy, so he's like higher than Akasa on the power scale.
Well, no, he's higher in the present day.
Oh. Well, they put the numbers up. I just try to remember them when you're reading them.
Well, so, like, that's one thing I forgot. I forgot that he used to be the former number six.
I had forgotten that entirely as well. I didn't even remember he was a part of this.
I guess now he's, like, number three or something. Two.
Two, if I recall.
It's a number.
Yeah, he'll be important later. Like, not for like 2 seasons.
Yeah.
But he's a dick.
He is a dick.
I mean, he's a demon, therefore, yes.
He's an attractive dick, though.
Oh my.
Yep.
His Japanese voice actor is also pretty well regarded. Like, he's Krollo in Hunter x Hunter. He does, who is it? Reinhardt in Legend of Galactic Heroes.
The new one.
Yeah, the new one.
Old one's your boy.
Yeah. Then a bunch of other things that I cannot remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, that dude's been, like, an anime for a long time, and Dill is, like, one of the only older ones that I see pop up in newer animes.
Yeah, I mean, there are other people, too, but, like, he's definitely, like, very well-regarded.
Yeah, I just meant, like, he's, like, more everywhere than, like, say, anyone in One Piece or Conan.
I guess, yeah. I mean, Horikawa, but...
Yeah, Horikawa still does anime, but, like, it's... You'll see him pop up as maybe a few, like, side characters or background ones.
Yeah.
And this guy who's voicing Doma is just, like, everywhere. Wild.
I mean, for a big throwback, he was a Light in Death Note.
Oh, Lord.
Very fitting. Equally hateable characters.
Yeah, I'd say so.
He's also an Ultraman in, like, all the Ultraman Zero-related content. Insane.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, I mean, like, so episode 11 is mainly kind of just, like, the slowdown to everything, wrapping up everything in a nice little bow. We even get to see our happy, friendly neighborhood Akaza.
Yes, we do. We also get to see another Hashira.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Good old Obanai.
Yeah.
My snake man.
Yep.
Oh, Obanai. If only you did more.
If only. If only.
You have such a cool design, too.
A great design. And I love it. I was just like, what took you so long to get here? And he just kind of was like, shut up.
I like how, like, Inezuko goes up. They're like, the girls or the wives are crying over Uzui. And he's trying to give his last words.
And oh, God.
Lights him on fire.
And then they're like, oh, my God, what did you do? How dare you?
It's like, well, no, prior to that, like, he's trying to give his last words, and the one girl just won't stop fucking crying, so he can't fucking...
I love how like, wait, yeah. We can't cremate him this soon.
Yeah.
He's sitting here going, guys, I wanted to say something, but now I can't because you interrupted me. Thanks. Thanks for that. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to take the scene seriously because that one wife just sounds like a anime mascot character. Yeah, I guess child too. Like, the voice range was so high-pitched that it was hard to take it seriously.
Well, I mean, there was meant to be some humor in it.
Yeah, because at that point, we already knew Nezuko could, like, heal poison. So
yeah, because
like...
that particular wife is the Zenitsu of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks like Uzumi's going to stick to his word about quitting, too.
Yes,
like,
he's retiring.
He's like, no, you're going to fight until you die. And Uzui's like, nah, fam. Go look at Tanjiro.
You got some other guys that made it through, and he's just like, what the... Those idiots survived. What the... F-?
There goes my $10. Yeah, I mean, the other scene I really like in this is the one with Ubayashiki. We're like, usually we seem like so like composed and cool, and we actually seem like excited now, because like, after like hundreds of years, someone's finally killed an upper rank.
Oh, I also learned something very fucking important about him.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he, okay, so Muzan's either his brother or his son.
Not exactly.
Well, he's not staying on my family, so it's in the family, it's...
Yeah, Muzan's connected to the Ubayashiki family.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonder if that'll ever get addressed in the future.
I wonder if it will. Ooh. Future season.
Oh, I thought it got another movie. Did it get another season?
Yeah, it's a TV anime.
Oh, so it'll actually come out faster. Neat.
I guess. I mean, we haven't mentioned it yet, but yeah, Swordsmith Village, the next arc is going to get a TV anime at some point.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed?
I'm shocked, I say. Shocked.
I thought it would be another movie, to be honest with you.
Swordsmith is a bit too long to be a movie, though.
Yeah. It is my favorite arc, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, it has Mitsuri and, what's his face? Tokito.
Tokito.
Both of whom are very good characters. And, like, the other good thing about this episode, just, like, I like that it, like, caps off with, like, our main trio and Nezuko just, like, crying it out. Even Inosuke's crying under the mask. It's so sweet.
Yep, lots of crying, just like the sports animus.
Where's our Hinamaru Inosuke? Or I guess Inosuke Sumo?
That would make more sense. Inosuke Sumo.
Inosuke Sumo sounds like it's something that could sell better.
But Hinamaru Sumo sold really badly.
No, I meant like if they had like Inosuke, but like doing a sumo anime, that could probably make some money on the side for...
He'd bring swords into the sumo fight? What do you mean these are illegal? But do we have any other thoughts about these episodes?
Not particularly.
Good stuff.
No dots at all, other than Doma, please return phone call.
Really pretty whoosh kadoosh.
J-Mac, how do you feel about the season overall?
10 whooshes out of kadoosh.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Laser?
I also give it 10 whooshes out of kadoosh.
Allison?
I give it a 9 out of 10 whoosh kadoosh.
Gasp!
Maybe an 8.
It was easily the best season so far.
Oh, I agree as well. Like, I felt definitely. The pacing was a lot tighter overall. Animation, god tier.
Yeah, like, immediately after I complained about it in an episode, it fucking just was like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going crazy.
Let's prove J-Mac wrong for, like, half a season.
Yeah. And it just went fucking off, man.
Yeah. Man, I was expecting good things from this season, but honestly, it blew my expectations out of the water. Like, I can't imagine what Swordsmith will look like.
God, Swordsmith is going to be amazing.
Maybe I just need to watch it when the hype dies down. Get more enjoyment, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, I've usually been, like, since we cover these in, like, two episodes a pair, I usually wait until both are out and then watch them together. And I think watching it kind of more in that vacuum is a lot more enjoyable to me, just because, like, you get that full immersion of just all the high-octane action. But that said, I think, like, I don't think this is...
Like, it's not really... not really, like, saying any deep... Like, it's not... It's like Shonen Jump shit, you know?
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, the messaging in Demon Slayer is not anything unique to Shonen Jump or manga in general, but it's good storytelling.
Yeah, like, if it's your first, if it's, like, baby's first anime, it's probably gonna be your favorite. But, like, once you see enough Shonen, you're just like, eh, I saw this before.
Fair enough. I mean, my mindset on this is that not everything can be Tomorrow's Joe. You can't revolutionize the wheel constantly.
It's not a revolutionary story, but it's incredibly well done, and that's not the case for all shonen, so I definitely think that it's a well-made series that's well worth watching.
And honestly, there's really no manga or anime nowadays that's, like, revolutionary.
It's very rare. It's a very rare thing.
It's like everything is iterative on what's come before it.
Yes.
And that's storytelling in general.
Exactly.
All about the implementation.
Implementation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what kind of sword you have, but it's how you use it.
Exactly. I think this man knows what's going on.
But man, we're going to have a weird void in our hearts until the next season starts. But it's a good thing that there's more Demon Slayer stuff coming out. Like, we have the novels coming out from Viz and the coloring book in April. More Demon Slayer fun afoot.
Dillo did not open a stage play or something.
Yeah, but we aren't going to get those in the US.
Alas.
Yeah, I would kill to see a Demon Slayer stage play in person.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, I guess if we don't have any other thoughts, might as well get out of here. So, Allison, where can people find you?
When I'm not dying from academics, you can find me on Yada 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 Podcast About Nothing, where we talk about Seinfeld episodes.
And JMac.
You can find me on twitch.tv/JMacAfreak. I try to stream fairly regularly, typically Mondays and Thursdays, with a few bonus streams here and there. I am also on Twitter at RealJMacAfreak, TikTok at JMacAfreak, anywhere else on the internet as JMacAfreak. Come check me out.
And last but not least, Laser.
Oh, you can find me on Twitter at LaserKidPrime. You can find me on Toonami Faithful, where I am going to exhaustively be reviewing all the Shenmue episodes. Please send help. As well as the Toonami Faithful podcast and the Tom Weeps podcast.
Yeah, definitely follow all three of these folks. They're all amazing people. As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at VLordGTZ. I also write various things for all-comic.com, as well as ToonamiFaithful.com. And then I do a bunch of podcasts besides this one. Like Laser mentioned, the Dumb Weebs podcast at Dumb Weebs Pod, the Toonami Faithful podcast at Toonami Podcast, Oversoul Shaman King podcast at Shaman King Pod, and Saturday Night Shoggy at Sat Night Shoggy. So check out all of those. But as far as the Demon Slayer podcast is concerned, you can find that on Twitter at DSlayer Podcast, on Facebook at facebook.com/DemonSlayerPodcast, and on the Toonami Faithful website itself at ToonamiFaithful.com/DemonSlayerPodcast. And the podcast is on basically everything at this point. Spotify, Anchor, Podbay, you name it, we're there. So just go look us up, subscribe, give us a review, a rating, and just enjoy the episodes. But that does it for this episode, so we will see you guys later.
Bet your train's ablaze.